This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. President Mohamed Bazoum of Niger has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on state television late Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
An army spokesman, Colonel Amadou Abdurman, declared the West African nation's borders were closed, a nationwide curfew was in place, and all institutions were suspended. Security forces, according to Abdurman, decided to rebel due to the, quote, deteriorating security situation and bad governance. Niger is a key Western ally in a global fight against insurgencies in the Sahel region. The coup now complicates international efforts to fight a jihadist movement that has spread from Mali over the past decade.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Russia's defense minister on military cooperation. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu for discussions on military issues and the regional security environment. The meeting included a showcasing of some of North Korea's newest weapons. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern for national defense and security and on regional and international security matters. Some experts say North Korea sees the U.S. confrontation with China and Russia over regional influence and the aggression in Ukraine as an opportunity to break out of diplomatic isolation and insert itself into a united front against Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Visit us at voanews.com and download our VOA News app for more on this and all the stories we're covering. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday the United States is not seeking a permanent military base in Papua New Guinea.
This is a fundamental, a foundational framework to deepen that defense relationship that, again, goes back decades. So the common values that we have, I think, are really, really important. And this is an opportunity to expand upon a long-standing relationship that's been strong throughout.
Speaking during a joint news conference with Prime Minister James Murphy in the capital Port Moresby, Secretary Austin said the goal is to strengthen Papua New Guinea's ability to protect itself and defend its interests. The two countries signed a security agreement this year, allowing the United States to develop and operate out of seaports and airports in Papua New Guinea. Austin said expanding defense exercises between the two countries and a ship rider agreement will allow PNG personnel to use U.S. Coast Guard ships to combat illegal fishing. The first Coast Guard cutter is due next month. Murphy said the defense cooperation agreement will bring improved defense infrastructure to PNG, as well as infrastructure in general in the country. Palestinian health officials say a 14-year-old boy was killed by Israeli military fire in the occupied West Bank. The boy's death came hours before an extremist Israeli cabinet minister visited a sensitive Jerusalem mosque that has been a frequent flashpoint for violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Itamar Ben-Gvir was joining hundreds of Jews visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque to mark a Jewish holiday. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is revered by both Jews and Muslims, and the competing claims lie at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The site is known to Jews as the Temple Mount, the holiest site in Judaism. In Women's World Cup action on Thursday, the United States overcame a sluggish first half to post a 1-1 draw against the Netherlands in Wellington, New Zealand. The contest was a highly anticipated rematch of the 2019 finals won by the American women. Although Thursday's match ended in a tie, Dutch fans like Annieke Lenoir were still very satisfied with the result.
I think actually we did a bit of a revenge there. So it was good. No, it was a good result. We are still in the pool games, so we see them in the final again, and then we will show that we are the better ones.
It was the first draw for the U.S. in a World Cup match since 2015. The U.S. remained on top of Group E heading into their final match against Portugal next Tuesday, while the Netherlands will face Vietnam. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.